You were holding daf mem aleph omer aleph on the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says ha mechim shepinu. You had this mechim, this hot pot of water that you emptied it out. So leitin l'teches, so you're not allowed to put cold water inside it. Bishvil shiyichamu, in order that the cold water should become hot, there'll be an issur bishul on this. Water was bashkas an issur bishul on Shabbos. Avonaisin hu l'teichai. This is going to be the Gemara's theory. Now the Mishnah says no, you are allowed to put cold water inside it. Oy l'teich hakoyis. Or else you could put water inside the kais, kadeh lahav shirim. You could put cold water in, not al manat to heat it up, but just to make it lukewarm. That's mutter. For the Gemara might come, what does the Mishnah say in the Chutz Astira, the Reish to the Seifa? Omer avada bar mas nochi komer. Ha-mechem, you have this hot kettle of water. She-pino mimenu mayim chamin. You emptied it out, you poured out all the hot water out of the kettle. Is aloko lo yitain le toichon mayim watim. Now you have this hot kettle, you should not put inside a little bit cold water. Kidei she-yichmu, because you put a little bit cold water inside, you're going to cook it up, you'll be over there to Bishl on Shabbos. But you're allowed to put at one shot a lot of cold water inside it. It's only going to make the water lukewarm, so it'll never come a day bishul. That's mutter. For the Gemara Kasha, when you cooked up this pot, you had this hot kettle of water. Now you emptied it out, you took all the hot water out. Now if you're going to fill it up with cold water, for the Gemara of a Rei Metzarif, you're making the kli chazak strong again, like Rashi says. Kishakli matchis cham, when you have a metal kli that's heated up, you put now cold water inside it. Mechaska mesa kli, it's mechazik the kli. The zuhi gemar malach to not tzorfim. This is the gemar malach of tzorfim. So what after you heat up the kli and it gets nice and soft, when you put cold water, you mechazik the kli. Ma'aseh to machlokes rishonim if this is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan. Some say when you're really mechaven to mitzarif, it's an issa d'oraisa. It's like vinyan, you're being vayner keli. And some say no, that it's only an issa of the rabbanan. It's only mechzei kimisakin. But the kasher is, how could you fill it up now with cold water? You're being mitzarif. The teretz is Reb Shimon he. The yom adavish shenim mechaven mutter. Hey, the pshat is when you fill it up with cold water, you're not mechaven now to mechazet the kli. Your kavanah is you have ice cold water. You want to make the water lukewarm. That's your kavanah. You're not mechaven to make the kli chazik. So therefore, let Reb Shimon adavish shenim mechaven is mutter even on Shabbos. And Avad Latoyz speaks out. We're talking about it's not a psikration. Like it's not vadly you're putting in enough cold water. The water is so cold that it will vadly be mechazet the kli. Because where it's a psikresha that will for surely be mechaz the kli, then it's also even dovah sheinah meskaven. We're talking about it's not 100% zikha that you will be mechaz the kli. Therefore, since you're not meskaven, it's mutter. For the more maskav lo abaya, midi mecham shepinu memenu mayim ketoni. Does the Mishnah say this hot kettle that you emptied out the water? Is that what the Mishnah says? Shepinu memenu mayim. Does it say you emptied out the water? Mecham shepinu ketoni. The Mishnah stam says you have this hot kettle of water shepinu that you stam took it off the fire. That's what's mashmum. Not mashma, you emptied out the pot of its water, just you took the pot off the fire, that's all. As the Mishnah says, mechem shepinu, as this hot kettle of water, you pinu, means you took it off the fire, that's all, ketoni. So what does it got to do with emptying it out the water and putting in cold water now? Elorom rabbi, this is the Mishnah, ha mechem shepinu, if you have this hot kettle of water that you took off the fire, shepinu. V'yesh by mayim chamin, and there's still hot water inside this kettle, is lo yitro teichon mayim watim. You're not allowed to put a little bit cold water inside this hot pot now. B'shvil shichaymo, because you put a little bit cold water, the hot water inside, zich is going to cook it up, or make it to yatsa, let this boy, like we had before, that's the shear of vishol, that if it's so hot that if it falls on the tinnik, on the kreisah shel tinnik, on the stomach of a tinnik, it'll burn him. And the Maestro, we said that the Shurim L'chumra is, the B'nai Machmir is at 112. Now 112, where it gets to the degree of 112 degrees, some say that's already Yatz Ledes Boyim. Other people say it's first at 120 or 140. But I call upon L'chumra, Yishur Machmir, you shouldn't make it more hotter than 112. It gets to 112, that's a Shail Sofik already is the Bishul. So maybe if you have a little bit cold water and put it into a lot of hot water, it's mistarva, the water is still going to be at least 112 at Yatsa Ledes Boyim, so being a sabishul. So that you shouldn't do. Avo, what's the Eitzah? Noisen l'toichoy mayim rubim. You're allowed to pour in at one shot a lot of cold water. Mayim Rubim, it's mutter. Kedei lav shirim. Because after when the water falls inside the clay, it's not going to be hot anymore, because you put a lot of cold water in. All it's going to end up to be just to be lukewarm. So there's no issur bishul involved, that's mutter. I lechura, the first drop, when the first drop of water touches the hot water, that first drop is being mevushal. It's first later, when all the water falls in, a lot of cold water, then the bottom water becomes warm-like. But Matzil, the first drop that falls in, that's the chiddush, we don't look at that. We look at, since the water is falling in one shot, by water, like Yesh Bilu, the whole thing gets mixed up together. So about when the whole thing is there together, it's not going to be Yatz. Let us buy its mutter. Another pshat is that even by Bishul, Bishul doesn't happen in 1 second. Allah, if you put something on top of the fire, it doesn't take 1 second to be over this Bishul. It takes time till it gets cooked up. And there's a shir, we'll see later, Kadesh Rasayach, how long it takes. Here also, when the water, this cold water, falls into the boiling hot water, it's true, the first drops of water that touch the bottom water become a bushel. It starts to get heated up. But it takes time till it gets heated up. It doesn't take 1 second. So while it's being heated up, since you have a flow of more and more cold water coming in, so by the time it's supposed to be mevushal, it's not even hot anymore on the bottom. It's already only lukewarm. That's why it's mutter. But that's the Eitzah. The Eitzah is to pour a lot of cold water into the hot water pot, and it'll only be kleil afshirin, that's mutter. Right now, omeicham shepinam imenu mayim, but omeicham a hot kettle that you emptied it out the water, you took out all the hot water from the kettle. Idalocha lo yitin atoichin mayim kol ikur. You're not allowed to put any cold water into this pot, even though you put a lot of cold water in now. So if you put a lot of cold water, there's no issur bishul. If you put a lot of cold water, all it's going to turn out to be is lukewarm. It'll never become yatz ladis boy. Still it's also. Why? Mifnei shemitzarif. Because so you have this pot that metchili, you cooked up the pot. So when the pot, the metal gets hot, it becomes soft. Later, when you put the cold water in, you be mitzarif the pot. You're making the pot chazik, which is either an issur derais or an issur rabbanan, but it's awesome. And vayta beb Yehudi. Hey, see, all that Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Adav Hashanim Eskaven Osram. Even though when you pour the cold water into this hot kettle, you're not mechaven now to mitzaref the kli. You're mechaven stam to make the water lukewarm. But since you're doing an issue, be mitzaref the kli. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. It's awesome. So that's the way. Who is this? That's why Rabbi Yehuda. No. Yesh. This is the way Abai learns Pshat in our Mishnah. That our Mishnah goes a libid of Yehuda, that if you emptied out the kettle of water, you're not allowed to put in cold water, even a lot of cold water, because there's an issa then to be mitzar. Shein of Eskavanos. Omara, lo ishon nuel ali hafshir. Yishno, it's only also to make it lukewarm. Avol litzarif, it's also. Zitrashi, avol litzarif shepinu memenu achamin. It's only mutter lahafshir to make it lukewarm. That's what's mutter. Litzarif awesome. But if your kavanah is to mitzarif, because you're putting cold water in now to mitzarif the kli, that's awesome. So trashi av litzarif means shepinu imenu achamin. If you emptied out all the hot water and now you're putting in cold water, that's mitzarif. It's an issur d'oraisa, it's the rabbanan, you'd be mechazik the kli. That Rav says Lashana Lahavsha means that there's still some hot water in the kettle. And you're adding now a lot of cold water in there. So all that's going to come out is going to be, the water will be now lukewarm. That's mutter. Because of Vishol, there's no Vishol. Since you're adding a lot of cold water into it, it's going to end up just to be lukewarm, not Yatz Ladis Boyz. And now from its Tzarev to Mechaz the Kli, you're not, because there's still hot water in the Kli. So Kol Zaman, there's hot water in the Kli, there's no Tzarev. Just if you empty out all the hot water, and now you add new cold water into the pot, that's also you be mitzarif. That's Rav, and Rav holds like a Yehuda, that Dovah Shein Meskaven is also. O Shmuel Lamano, afil mitzarif nami mutter. Shmuel holds even to mitzarif, that means even if you emptied out the kettle of water, all the water is out, and now you add new cold water in, still it's mutter. For at the Gemara, the Tzav, the Chachilu Mishari, his Mashma Shmuel says, even if you mechaven for that, as you know, you had your hot kettle of water that was heated up. So metal, when it's hot, it gets off. Now you empty out the water. Now you have kavana to have cold water to mitzarif. Is that also mutter? That's the chosiv you have kavana. Eliyit mahokid. This is what the Gemara means. Omarav lo shenu ela shir lahavshir. It's only mutter to put in a small amount of water that will only become lukewarm. Abushir l'tzarif. You can add a lot of cold water that will make the pot cold. That's also. Even though you add now a lot of cold water into the pot, that the water now is maybe tsarif the pot. But since you're not mechavan for tsiruf, your only kavanah is to make this cold water a little bit lukewarm, that's mutter. That's what Shmuel's saying. So the Gemara lemeimra lechura de Shmuel kreb Shimon tzirlei, that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, and that's the way we hold halacha, that a dove sheini miskaven is mutter. There also you have this hot kettle of water, you emptied out the water, now when you put cold water in, it's mutter. Because you're not mechavan to mitzar of the kli, you're only mechavan to make the water lukewarm, and that's mutter. Trashi mutter shein miskaven the kach, since you're not mechavan by adding in this cold water to mamash be mitzar of the kli, therefore it's mutter. Say how Shmuel. For the Gemara of Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said alochom, mechavin gecholis, shel matchis b'shus harabin. You're allowed to put out coals that comes from metal. If metal is burning, you're allowed to put it out. B'shus harabin, b'shvil shla yizayko v'rabin. As you have hot metal coals burning b'shus harabin, when people walk, it's poshet hezek. People may trip and burn themselves. So mishum hezek the rabin, you're allowed to put it out. We'll soon see metal that's burning. There's no issa deraisa to burn metal, and there's no issa deraisa to put out the fire. Metal is not cold like burning. Mashenkin avol legichol shalit. But if you have wood that was burning, that is an issa zayt to burn wood on Shabbos, and to put out the fire is also osur. That's osur. Azayat Shmuel gazol. You're not allowed to put out the coals of wood that's burning b'shus harabin. So Rashi, gichol shomatchis. You throw outside the bad part of the iron. It's not shaykh any kibbuy putting it out midiraisim. Or midirabonin asura. Metal is only an issue of the rabbonin of the burning of it or putting it out. The echadikin is zika the rabbin. Whereas the shal the rabbin will hurt himself. Like gosu ala shvus. The rabbonin didn't make an exeris on the shvus. Therefore it's mutter. Avoloi shalates. So Rashi, why the sura the raisihi? The chayim skilo. When you have wood burning, there's an issa deraisa to make wood burn, and the one to put out the fire is also an issa deraisa. So here, it's awesome. Even though it's a shalof and hezek derabim, it's awesome. For the Gemara, v'salka daitich, sova lo k'Rebbe Shimon, if you're going to tell me Shmuel holds, like Rebbe Shimon shito, or v'zoya filu shalates nami, even shalates should also be mutter. Should also be mutter. Why? Because putting out fire is only an issa the rabbanon. Why? According to Shmuel, because it's a melacha shein tzrich legufa, like we had before. That's another machlokes. Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds a melacha shein tzrich legufa is potter on Shabbos. Reb Yehuda says it's chayiv. Now putting out fire is called a melacha shein tzrich legufa. You don't need the real putting out of the fire. You just don't want the fire to be here. But you don't need the melacha of kibui. The only time you need the melacha kibuy is either by a coal or a wick. That when you burn it one time, and then you put it out, the putting it out makes it burn a second time better. So you're putting out the wick to make the wick burn better later, that's an issa deraisa of kibuy. Ma'ashenkin here, you still have a coal with shus rabin, and you still want to put it out, the fire shouldn't be there, that's a melacha shen tzrich l'gufa. So kasher is, if Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, so b'zoi, even shalet should also be mutter. Because putting out the fire is only an issa derabonin. So the male of the mokim has zeka the rabbim, it should be mutter. So how come Shmuel says here it's also? So Rashi, afilu shaleitz nami, tole Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, melacha shein tzrich legufa potter alei. The whole kibui, any type of putting out fire, is called ein etzar legufoi. It's called ein etzar legufoi. Chutz, what's the only other case? Meyosei pchomim, either we're making coals, kedei to burn well later, or mahavet psilu, you have a wick, and you're burning the wick now, and you want to then put out the wick, could they next time you light the wick, or light much better? So there you want the melechas kibui. Ma'ashenkin here, where you still have wood burning with shus harabim, your kavana putting it out is not to use the wood again later, it's just I'm not to have the fire here. That's the melechas shen tzrich l'gufo. So it's only nisim of the rabbonin. So with the rabbonin, it should be mutter, the mokim, as they could the rabbin, it should be mutter. And with the Gemara Poshit, that's true. Reb Shimon has two halachis. Reb Shimon says a dover shein miskaven is mutter, and Reb Shimon also says a melacha shein tzrich legufa is potter alei. But the chura taizim mavon the shul shver what the havimina was. We're saying now just Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon in this halacha that dover shein miskaven is mutter. Like meichet taizim asked to hold all the halachas of Shmuel. Hey, the havimina is once you hold like Shmuel a dover shein miskaven, who adim you hold like him melacha shein tzrich legufa is also be potter alei. That's the havimina. And the Gemara pushing up like that. And for the Gemara, Pidova Shane Miskavin Sovolo Krem Shimon, true. The Gayatra Machlaikis, we not Mechavin to do the Malacha, and something happens. There he passes like Krem Shimon, that it's Mutter. Therefore, Tzira, when you put the cold water in the pot, it's Mutter to put the cold water in the pot. Because you're not Mechavin to Mitzar of the pot. Yo, Kavon is only to make the water lukewarm. So since you're not mechavim v'tziruv, that's mutter. Ma'ashenkin here, by the shiloh, for now melacha, says, tzrich l'gufo. Hey, see, you're putting out these burning woods, b'shus rabin. There's no shiloh v'ein mechavim. You're mechavim to put out the fire. Now, what do you want to be matter for? Because there's another swara of Shimon says that a melacha, says, tzrich l'gufo, is also mutter. On this, Reb Shmuel holds on like that. Savolo, Reb Yehuda. In this machlok, Shmuel holds like Reb Yehuda. To say that dove, shein mechavim is awesome. So that's why Shmuel was only matter to put out coals of metal, because that's only nisa with the rabbanim. Mashenkin, if it was wood burning, there alib with the Rabbi Yehuda. Anytime you put out fire, there's an nisa deraisa, because people putting out fire, even though it's a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa, according to Rabbi Yehuda Yechayiv. And who didn't Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda also? Says no kasha. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon and machlekes dove shein miskaven, but the second machlekes of a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa, there Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Ravina, Zok Ravina, Hilkach. Once you see these halachis that on Issa the Rabbonin will make them, Mokim Hezeka the Rabbim, if you have something Rishus the Rabbim, people shouldn't trip, hurt themselves, want to burn themselves with, Kites Rishus the Rabbim. You have a big thorn sticking out Rishus the Rabbim, the big thorn there, which is a shiloh for Muksa, and it's also a shiloh of carrying it. How do you get it out of Rishus the Rabbim? Is the halacha the heter is, Molichoi, Pochis, Pochis, Midal Damas. You're allowed to carry it now, three Amis, put it down, stop, then move another three yamas, put it down and stop, then move another three yamas. Even though Stamazoy is an Issa mid Rabbonin, it's also mid Rabbonin to carry through Shus Rabin, even Pochus Pochus Dal Damas. There's no head to carry three yamas, stop, then walk further. Midirais with Smutta, but Rabbonin said it's also. But here, Nogaya Tezeka, the Rabbin is Smutta, not Salochim. If you have something that's a Hezek for the Rabbin, you're allowed to move it on the side, Pochus Pochus Dal Damas. Over Carmelis. Let's say you're only carrying the whole thorn is like in a karmelis. Stam a side street here, it's only a karmelis. I feel a tufa. Then you have a het amish to pick it up and walk even 10 amish with it. Because in the karmelis, there's only issa the rabbanon to carry. And here, Mishra Mezeka, the rabbin, the rabbanon warned Machmer, said you'll have to take care of the rabbin and carry it on the side. So Drashi, Hilkach, Kivan the Yamrit. Putting out metal, which is only Yisra Rabbonin. The Rabbonin said he could take out a fire of metal. But Makim Azeka the Rabbin is the Adin Koitz, Brishus the Rabbin, Malicha Pachdal the Medal Damis. Achi is Hakenu, Litzid the Rishus Rabbin. Until you move it on the side of the Rishus Rabbin, the Yisru the Rabbonin who? To carry Pachus Pachus only Yosim the Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin will make him a Makim Azeka the Rabbin. Uber Carmelis. They're till to the day of the Rabbonin, afilu tuva yavirenu biyakira sachas. You're allowed to pick it up and walk even 10 amis, b'shus rabbin, in the Carmelis. There's also the pshat is, m'shem hezek of the rabbin, you could be making. M'meila, dav chafen, l'mais l'alocha, we pass the mikro adin like Reb Shimon, that even a m'locha shen tzurich l'gufa is also mutter. Therefore, be the gay if there's a fire, b'shus rabbin, that the shiloh from hezek of the rabbin will be mutter to put out the fire, b'shus rabbin. Because Lomaisa, the Iker Adin is we pass the Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Mutter. Even though the Mechaber brings down the Rambam Sheet to read that it's also, but the Iker Adin we pass in is like Reb Shimon, that a Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Mutter. So rather, for a Tzrich Yochid, you're not allowed to. But Tzrich Rabbim, where it's a Shalev, it's B'Shafayim, B'Shusha Rabbim, where it may hurt a lot of people, then the Chur will be a Heter to put out the Fayim, M'Shemazek of the Rabbim. Right. Avo Noisim. The Mishnah says what? You're allowed to put the cold water into the pot. Tana Rabbonin. Noisein Odom Chamin L'Toy Chatzoinin. If you have cold water in a pot, in a glass, you're allowed to now take out of the hot kettle and pour hot water into the cold water. Noisein Odom Chamin, put hot water into cold water. But not the opposite way. For Loy Chatzoinin L'Toy Chachamin. You can't put some cold water into hot water. Divrei Beshamin. Tell Beshamin. Is the chilek, what you're pouring into what? You're allowed to put hot water into cold water, but you're not allowed to put cold water into hot water. So let's say Rashi. Rashi learns the pshat is, al titoi govern. The bottom is the more stronger one. So Rashi, chamin l'teich soinin.
Diksava, why can you put hot water into cold water? The cold water is on the bottom. Diksava titoy govern. The bottom substance, the bottom body, that's what's stronger. Therefore, when the chamin comes in, since the bottom is cold, that always stays cold, you'll only make it lukewarm, but you can't cook it up. Mashenkim, the other way, it's also. Not cold water, techamin to hot water, because the bottom one is stronger. So if the bottom is hot, that will cook up the top water, so yonim. As I learned Rashi. Toys is to ask the kasha that this is the machlekes in Shas. If you say titoy govri, loy govri, it's not mashm, the Gemara is going to this machlekes now, the Gemara should have brought down the machlekes here. Therefore, toys learns poshid. Toys learns usually when you pour something into something else, the bottom substance is always the rove. And when you're pouring now a little bit, you pour a little bit into a lot. Therefore, it's very good. If the bottom is cham, so poshid means there's a lot of hot water there. If you're going to pour now a little bit cold water, that's awesome, that's talacha. Because a little bit cold water into hot water will become yatzel at this boy still, and it'll be over in this abishal. But the other way around, if you have a big jar of cold water here, and now you're going to pour a little bit of hot water, I feel from a clearishin, even pour the hot water into here, that's mutter. Because when the hot water gets into this thing now, it's not yatzel at this boy. It's only peshrim. Therefore it's mutter. So that's what I tell you, that's talacha like that. That if you have a lot of cold water on the bottom, you're allowed to pour hot water into it. Because even after you pour the hot water, it'll never be bishul. It'll only buy poishrim. That's mutter. This is Beis Shammai. Or Beis Hillel, no. Bein cham l'teich tzoinin. Whether you're pouring hot water into cold water, or bein tzoinin l'teich chamin. Even if you put cold water into hot water, it's also mutter. The medeva mamurim, when is the mutter? Because. Because pasha means it's in the kli, that means it's a kli sheni. That means the hot water that's on the bottom is in a glass. How did the water get into a glass? That means you poured the water from the kettle, from the clearishin, into a glass. So you have a hot tea now. You have a hot big glass of water now. No matter how, even if you put a drop of cold water into here, still it's mutter. Because we hold klisheni, zayin mavashim. That's pshan beisilum. That a beer's in a kais, it's in a klisheni, when you put the hot water in the klisheni, then you're allowed to add some cold water inside. Because the klisheni we hold is zayin mavashim. Trashi bekais. What? The kais trashid l'shtiyah kiboyilov l'nichal eshiyuchay moharbei v'yoy the klisheniu. One svar is because means you want to drink it, so when you drink something you don't make it that hot. And second svar is it's a klisheni. Klisheni is amavashal. Avo bambachi, if it's in like a bath, that's a klirishon. Then cham in l'teichat tzaynin. You only allowed to pour hot water into the cold water. And since on the bottom there's cold water, there's a lot of cold water. So in the mal, you're only pouring a little bit hot water. It won't be mavashto. That's mutter. Avo v'loi tzaynin l'teichachamin. But you're not allowed to pour cold water into like a klirishon. If the ambatya is like, that's a lot of hot water, it looks like a klirishin, it's also to pour a little bit soin in there, because this soin will become nischamin now, and it'll live like a bishul. Right. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh oiser. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh asis. He holds what even because you can't pour into. And Omer Rav Nachman, halacha kashim ben Manasseh. He also passed on kashim ben Manasseh. Sob Rabbi Yosef lemeimar, sefel hareyu kambatya. Sefla stama besin, stama kli, stomach a bes, is doima tambatio tera kli rishin. Trashi sefla areo kambatio, viafa gab the klisheni, even though a sefla is a bes and a stama kli, which is a klisheni who hoyo volav lishtia. You're not using this a bath for drinking. El rechitza, you only use a bath, I'm all a bath tub, like you fill it up, you're only using it for rechitza. Is a spirit, that's also. The nichale shichaimo harbe de gazrinin. Since you want it to be very, very hot, there's a gzera that usually a bath looks like a klirishon, he holds it's also. That's what Havamina was. That even a basin is also like a klirishon. Omolei Abaye, Tony Rebchir, not like that. Sefel ain't a kambatcha. You should know a sefel, no a bathtub. Since it's only a klirishon, because you had the water in a kettle, and from the kettle you poured the water into the klisheni, into the basin, so once the water's in the klisheni, it's not mavashla anymore. Now you're allowed to pour cold water into it, it's mutter. That's what we hold halacha. A klisheni is not mavashla. Shad the Gemara now, lamai, the saka da adaiti mikara. The havamini was no. Even a basin, any type of a bath, even though it's a klisheni, still it's mavashum, or bezoi, the sefel, or rekambachi, the havamini was a sefel, a basin, is like, an abachi is like a klirishon. V'yom Rav Nachman halacha k'rishim Rav Manasseh. We pass k'rishim Rav Manasseh that you can't pour cold water into the abachi, or you can't fakert. you can't pour hot water into Rambachi, either way you can't pour it into. There should be no heter in the world to wash yourself with hot water on Shabbos. And where is Chamin Mutam? I call upon him Pon of Yod of Raglis Mutam. You're allowed to wash your hands and your face in hot water. If the hot water was heated up every Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to wash. I call upon him Pon of Yod of Raglis. Now the Kashi Rashi is that some of the hot water zich is too hot to use. Like usually cooked up the water yesterday was 200 degrees. So now on Shabbos good is 150 degrees. But Avad is too hot to use. How do you use it on Shabbos? You have to add some cold water into it. So Kuntum Shum Menasyum, if you hold even a sefel, even though you pour this hot water into a bath, into a tub, it's also also to add cold water into it to make it lukewarm. So Bazel has never had to wash yourself on Shabbos. That's the kasha. And usually the water itself is too hot to use. The only way it's used is to add some cold water into it. So according to Hashem and Asi, it's also, how could you ever wash yourself? I'll call upon the point of Yadav Raglav. Right. Rashi Yelub B'Shabbos, Rashi Rechitza B'Chama Lekos, Rashi B'Tmiyah. To all Rav Shimon, Afilu Chama L'Teich Tzoyin and Osa. Rav Shimon says, in a safal or on Batya, in a bath, you can't even pour cold water, hot water into the cold water. You can never find hot water that was cooked Erev Shabbos. If you want to use it now on Shabbos, it's zicha too hot the way it is. You have to add some cold water to take away the heat from it. Since according to Hashem Manasseh, you can never add cold water, or you can't even add the hot water into the cold water, so there's never a way to make the water lukewarm, so how could you wash yourself? And with the Gemara Poshet, Mi Savrit Reb Shimon, Asefer Koyi, the Yisera Shimon goes on the Sefer, such Rashi, Mi Savrit Reb Shimon, Asefer Koyi, Doloi Shori Tanakama, Ela Chamin L'Teich Tzoynin, Tanakama L'Reb Shimon, Beshamai, only Hamata, to put hot water into Tzoynin, V'yosi, and Reb Shimon is coming now, V'yosir, even that he's saying it's Osir, Afkam L'Teich Tzoynin, even to pour hot water into Tzoynin, and that's Yikashadin. If Reb Shimon says you can't even pour hot water into cold water, so there's never an Eitzah to make the warm lukewarm, the Teretz says, no, Aresha Koi, Ubei Tilul, he's going on Beit Aresha, Quanta Beit Tilul. So Rashi, what Aresha Lishti is talking about? We're talking about cooking water for drinking. Ubei Tzoynein L'Teicham Adikashari Beit Tilul Kosa. What does it say? Ubei Tilul Matirin, Beit Tilul is Matirin, Bein Cham L'Teich Tzoynein. You're allowed to pour hot water into cold water, providing for states that you're not pouring a ton of hot water in there. That after the hot water gets into the cold water, it'll still only be lukewarm. So that's mutum. And it wasn't for ket, lalochom, bein tzoyin l'teichamin. You're allowed to pour a lot of cold water into hot water. Since after the water gets in there, it's not going to be yatzle at this way. It'll only be like poisher and lukewarm. That's mutum. That's betul, lalochom. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh now oyster. He asks his what? You're not allowed to pour cold water into hot water. That's all he's asking. Hey, since Rashi Shittim is, since the Cham, the hot water is on the bottom, when you pour in the cold water in, you say Titoi.